Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Thank you, John. This is the RTC Weekly Download. I'm your host, Jim Dolan, and I'm not going to be hosting much here. We're going to sit back and listen to the real stars of the show, the radio show. This podcast today is all about Westerns. We're going to have an adult Western and a juvenile Western. Both of them were very popular. Start off with an episode of Gunsmoke, and this is called Born to Hang from 1955.
Gunsmoke, brought to you by L&M Filters. This is it. L&M is best, stands out from all the rest. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Bring him over here, Glick.
They're ready for you, Digger. Start walking. Mighty lucky to find you so near this cottonwood grove. Don't know what we'd have done otherwise.
Oh, you'd have thought of something, Glick.
Like what?
Well, you ain't above shooting a man in the back, are you?
You can make me mad talking like that, Digger.
That worries me a lot.
You shut up.
Oh, hurry up, Glick. Let's get this over with.
We've been waiting on you, Pate. Now, what's Roba looking so long-faced about?
It's what I told you before. This ain't right.
You're telling me it ain't right to hang a horse thief?
It ain't right to hang nobody the way you're doing it. I don't hold with lynching.
Hanging a horse thief ain't lynching.
You can't even prove he's a thief.
And what was he doing with our horses?
I was camped. I didn't know nothing about your horses.
I suppose they wandered up to you in the night, huh?
I don't know how they got there.
Yeah, we do.
That ain't so, Glick. We don't know nothing of the kind. I've lost horses the same as you and Peyton. I don't like it any better than you do. But just because this man was camped down near a few head of yours is no proof he was stealing them.
We're wasting time listening to you, Roble.
If you don't like what we're doing, why don't you get out?
All right. I'm gonna get out. Now.
You keep your mouth shut about this, too.
He wouldn't dare say nothing, Glick.
He better not. That noose looks kind of empty dangling there, Pate. Put his neck in it.
You men are nothing but murderers.
That's no way to go to your maker, calling people names. Now, get on your horse. Now go on.
What are you going to do? Hold the rope?
Of course not. I'm going to tie it off to the trunk of the tree. And then we'll slap that horse out from under you. Get mounted now.
How can I get mounted with my hands tied?
Oh, I'll help you. Come on. There. Now take up the slack and tie that rope, Pete. I'll get our horse.
You might have the decency to wait and put a bullet in me.
Bullets cost 7 cents apiece, Digger.
You're worse than I thought.
That rope tight enough?
You figure it.
I guess it'll do. There. All set, Digger?
I ain't afraid.
Wouldn't matter if you was, would it?
Your horse, Pete. Get mounted.
Okay.
I'll hit his horse and then let's ride off, huh? I got no stomach to watch a man hang.
You cowards!
Go on, Glick. Get it over with.
Let's go, huh?
I'm cutting you down, Digger. Now you can breathe. It wasn't long. You'd hardly passed out.
Air. Feels good.
Help me get your hands under.
Robo, you'll come back.
Now you can sit up. Sit up. Feel okay?
You was waiting,
I circled back into them trees. I couldn't fight them, not the two of them. But I sure didn't aim to let them hang you.
I don't know how to thank a man for saving me.
There's no need to.
It's the truth, Ruben. It's the honest truth. I ain't a horse thief.
I never thought you was, Digger.
Look, we ain't but 10 miles from Dodge. I'd be proud to buy you a drink.
All right, I'll go with you.
I got something mighty interesting to tell you on the way.
This is it, L&M Filters.
It stands out from all the rest.
Miracle tip, much more flavor.
L&M's got everything.
It's the best.
L&M is best, stands out from all the rest. L&M's got everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Best flavor?
L&M stands out for flavor. The miracle tip draws easy. Let you enjoy all the taste.
Best filter?
L&M stands out for effective filtration. No filter compares with L&M's pure white miracle tip for quality or effectiveness.
Best tobaccos?
Highest quality tobaccos. Low nicotine tobaccos. L&M tobaccos. Light and mild. Every way, L&M is best. Stands out from all the rest.
How easy they draw. How mild they are.
L&M is sweeping the country. It's America's best filter tip cigarette.
Marshal Dillon showed up yet, Chester?
He went in the office a minute, Roble. He said for you to sit down, he'll be right out.
You tell him about Joe Digger?
I told him about the lynching and how you cut him down.
That all?
I started to tell him the rest, but he was in a hurry. He said he'd hear it from you.
It's bad, ain't it?
Well, you're doing everything you can about it.
No. I hate informing on people.
Murder is worse. Here he is.
Evening, Robo.
Hello, Marshal.
Chester told me about what happened. That was a fine thing you did, Robo.
I don't hold with lynching, Marshal.
No.
And I don't hold with murder either.
Now, what do you mean?
He's gonna kill him, and he says he don't care how he does it.
This Joe Digger, you mean?
That's what he said, Marshal. And he meant it, too.
Well, you sure can't blame him much after what they done to him.
Where is he, Robo?
I left him over at the Long Branch, Marshal. I don't want to come point him out to you. But he's a tall fella. No beard. Wears a black Stetson.
Uh-huh. I'll find him. Come on, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Are Glick and Pate in town, Robo?
I ain't seen him, and I sure don't want to.
No. You better keep out of sight for a while.
I aimed him, Marshal.
I don't see nobody in here like he described, Mr. Dillon.
Ah, there's Kitty. Let's go ask her.
Maybe he's already left town looking for Glick and Hank Pate.
Yeah, then we'll have to ride out after him.
And I hope he ain't left.
Hello, Matt. Chester.
Oh, hello, Steve. Kitty.
Sit down. Tell me what you're looking for.
How'd you know we was looking for somebody?
I saw you came in.
Kitty.
Hmm?
Did you ever hear of Joe Digger?
Not till tonight, Matt.
Well, you been talking to him?
Bill Roble brought him in. He went next door for some tobacco. He'll be back directly.
Oh, good.
I take it you know what happened.
Yeah.
And what are you doing here? Why aren't you out after Glick and Hank Pate?
Oh, one thing at a time, Kitty.
Well, if you don't believe it about Joe Digger now, you will when you see him. He's got a mark around his neck like a black snake. That's a horrible thing, Matt, to lynch a man.
Yeah, it's about the worst thing I know.
What about those two men? I mean, since they really didn't hang him.
Well, they came close enough for me.
Oh, there he is. Just came in. He's headed for the bar. You see him?
Oh, yeah. You stay here, Chester.
Yes, sir.
You, Joe Digger?
Hmm? That's me.
I hear you ran into some trouble today.
Yeah, I seen you talking to Miss Kitty.
Yeah, I came in looking for you.
What for?
I'm a marshal.
Oh?
Yeah, somebody tries to lynch a man, I want to know about it.
It's all over, Marshal. They didn't kill nobody.
You'd like for me to forget about it? Is that it?
Nothing happened. I'm alive, ain't I?
Well, you take it pretty easy, Digger. An ordinary man might be kind of mad.
They made a mistake, Marshal. They thought they was doing right.
Oh?
Little rope burn ain't gonna hurt me.
You're wasting your time lying to me, Digger.
What?
I came here to tell you to leave Glick and Pate to me.
Which one you going after first, Marshal?
So you can get the other one?
They don't deserve a trial.
They're gonna get one. And so will you if you kill either one of them.
I've been lucky so far.
Look, Digger, I know how you feel about this, but stay out of it. From now on, this is my business.
You're denying me what's mine.
That kind of thinking's gonna lead you to the end of another rope, and it's not worth it.
Well, to me, maybe it is.
Don't be a fool. Now you think about it.
Okay, I'll think about it. It's midnight now, and I'll think about it till tomorrow night. But by then, you better have them in jail, Marshal.
Sure. Them or you.
Bet them Glicks ain't even home, Mr. Dillon.
There's smoke coming out of the chimney, Chester.
Yeah, dinner.
It's not very likely Miss Glick's gonna feed the law today.
Yeah, I suppose not.
Well, let's leave him here.
Hey, that horse of yours has got a loose shoe, ain't he, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm gonna have to fix it before we start back to Dodge.
Providing Glick will lend you the tools.
Well, he won't have much choice about it.
Think he'll put up a fight?
He might. Hello, Glick.
I'm Marshal Dillon, Chester. What you doing here?
Well, aren't you going to ask us inside?
Oh, sure. Come on in. The woman's done with dinner, but I'll tell her to find something for you.
Don't bother. I want to talk to you.
Yeah? What about?
You and Hank Pate.
Me and Pate?
Yeah, we'll go pick him up when we leave here.
What do you mean?
I'm taking you both to jail.
Oh, now, wait a minute,
Mark. Do I have to explain it to you?
Well, it might help. You walk into a man's house and arrest him. You ought to know what it's about.
Didn't you and Pate murder a man yesterday?
What man?
Joe Digger.
I never heard of Joe Digger.
Then you shouldn't go around lynching strangers.
Yeah. Well, that's what this is about. Well, I seen that fella, Marshal. I was riding by there yesterday, and I seen him hanging. I don't know who did it. It sure wasn't me and Pate.
Digger says it was.
What?
He says you and Pate lynched him.
Oh. Roble told you.
No, Roble cut him down. Digger's alive.
Oh, what are you after us for?
Attempted murder. You'll get at least 20 years, Glick, but it'll save your life.
What do you mean?
Digger's after you, and he's gonna kill you if he gets a chance. I beat him here, and now I want to get to Pate's before he does.
Oh, Pate's in Dodge today.
Now we better get moving. You're a prisoner, Glick.
Good thing we got here before he put on his gun, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, keep an eye on him, Chester. I'm gonna take my horse around to the barn and fix that shoe, then we'll leave.
All right, Chief.
Now, you just sit easy there.
All right, fella, you come with me. We'll fix that shoe for you. What happened, Chester? Where's Glick?
Well, he ran out back. Towards the barn.
Well, we better stop him before he gets on a horse. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've been hit, Chester.
Well, he got me in the arm. His wife hollered to him from the kitchen, and he went to the door, and she slipped him a gun. He snapped off a shot at me and ran out back. And she stood in the door so I couldn't shoot.
How's your arm?
Oh, it just tore up a little.
Yeah.
She must have stood out there in the kitchen and heard everything that was said. I never thought about her aiming to help him.
Wait a minute. All right, the barn door is open.
Are we going to walk right up there?
No, we can't do that. We'll wait here. You get on behind that rain barrel.
I might as well. I sure ain't much use, sir. I hope they ain't a back door to that barn.
Well, he's seen us.
Don't try to stop me, Marshal.
It's no use to run, Glick. Stop, Glick! Stop, I said!
You got him.
Yeah.
You hit him right in the head, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, he ducked down. I was shooting for his middle.
How come he rode straight for you? Why didn't he go the other way?
Well, he knew our horses were out front. He wanted to get to them before we did.
There's one man that won't go to jail. Oh, here's his wife.
He's dead, ma'am.
Oh.
I'm sorry I had to do it. Ms. Glick, Ma'am, if... Come on, Chester.
Mr. Dillon, we can't go off and leave her like this.
Well, I'm going to dig a grave for him. And we'll just have to leave her. Our Hank Pate won't go to jail either.
I've got L&M.
I've got L&M.
I've got L&M.
And L&M's got everything.
Best filter. No filter compares with L&M's pure, white, miracle tip for quality or effectiveness.
Best flavor. The miracle tip draws easy, lets you enjoy all the taste.
Best tobaccos. Highest quality tobaccos. Low nicotine tobaccos. L&M tobaccos.
Light and mild.
Today, buy L&M. It's sweeping the country because it's America's best filter tip cigarette. Yes, today, why don't you get L&M? Because L&M's got everything.
This is it, L&M filters.
L&M's got everything.
It's the best.
Hello, Doc.
All finished, Matt.
Yeah, Doc says a couple of weeks and I can start using it again, Mr. Dillon.
Good, Chester.
Providing you keep it in that sling, Chester.
Well, I will, Doc. I'll be real careful.
Is it all right, Doc?
Oh, it looks clean, Matt, but I'll change the dressing every day for a while so as I can watch it.
You get the horses put up, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, I took care of them.
Then we'd better start looking for Hank Pate.
It's near midnight, Chester. You better go to bed. I'll find him.
No, sir, I'm going with you. I know I ain't much help, but I can look one place while you're looking another.
Well, it's up to you.
Up to him? Well, I've heard of cases where this sort of thing was up to the doctor, not the patient.
Well, I ain't no patient, Doc.
Oh, you are? Well, maybe you'll begin to feel more like one when I give you my bill.
You gonna charge me for pouring that smelly old stuff on my arm, then wrapping it up with a couple old rags?
Your bill's just gone up $1, Chester.
Oh, no, Doc, I didn't mean it that way, honest. But if you're gonna
charge... You better shut up and come with me, Chester. It'll be cheaper. Come on.
I'm coming, Mr. Dillon. I sure am.
We'll see you later, Doc.
Is there gonna be a shooting, Matt?
Well, I don't know, Doc. Tell you what, you better not go to bed for a while yet, huh?
I'll be here.
Chester, doesn't your arm even hurt?
Well, sure it does. But that helps keep me awake.
You know, I don't think it hurts at all. You'd be yelling your head off.
Well, it does hurt, too. Terrible. You just don't realize how brave I am.
And I'm trying to get you to go to bed, Chester.
I know you are. Where will we look first?
Yeah, the Alafraganza's closest.
I guess if anything had already happened, Doc would have heard of it, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe if we run into Joe Digger first, you ought to lock him up, temporary-like.
Yeah, I aim to.
Of course, Pate might have left town already and gone home.
They told me his horse is still in the stable, Chester. I guess he's not planning to go home tonight.
You'll be disappointed if he is. Hey, that was in the Alafraganza, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
Look there. There's Joe Digger, Mr. Dillon. He just come out.
Yeah, you stay here, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Digger.
You're too late, Marshal.
Did you do that shooting?
I waited. I told you I would.
You waited for what?
To kill Hank Pate. It's after midnight, 5 minutes or so.
I figured you wasn't going to do nothing about him.
Now, you figured wrong. Were both those your shots?
Sure, they were. I didn't even wait for him to draw. A man like that don't deserve a chance.
You should have let the law decide about that, Digger. I'd have arrested him. He'd have gone to jail.
And why hadn't you done it?
I was busy.
Busy doing what?
Trying to take Glick.
Trying? Where is he?
He's dead. I guess I beat you to him.
Well, you didn't beat me to Hank Payton, Marshal.
For your sake, I wish I had. Digger, you're under arrest for murder.
No. That ain't fair.
I warned you.
No,
Did he try to draw on you, Mr. Dillon? I couldn't see him.
Yeah, he tried, Chester. Maybe I should have let him.
Yeah, but then you'd have had to shoot him.
Yeah, I know. But this way, like I told him, I probably just saved him for the end of another rope.
And now our star, William Conrad.
Thank you, George. Mild and plenty quick on the draw. That's L&M for you. And the pure white miracle tip on the business end of every L&M filters out everything but the taste of the world's finest tobaccos. All you have to do is pick up a carton of L&M's and you'll see what I mean. L&M stands out from all the rest.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were Joseph Kearns, John Daner, Lawrence Dobkin, and James Nusser. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Stop! Start smoking with a smile with Chesterfield. Smiling all the while with Chesterfield. Put a smile in your smoking, just give them a try. Light up a Chesterfield, they satisfy.
Put a smile in your smoking by Chesterfield. So smooth, so satisfying. Chesterfield. Also enjoy Chesterfield's great radio shows. Perry Como sings all the top tunes on CBS Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Jack Webb stars in Dragnet on Tuesday nights. Check your local listings. Remember, listen again next week for another transcribed story of the Western Frontier when Marshal Matt Dillon, Chester Proudfoot, Doc, and Kitty, together with all the other hard-living citizens of Dodge, will be with you once more. It's America growing west in the 1870s. It's drama. It's Gunsmoke. Brought to you by L&M Filters.
From the CBS Radio Network, Born to Hang, 1955. This is the RTC Weekly Download, where we feature the great old-time radio shows of the past. And, of course, they're not totally in the past, because, hey, you're listening to them right now. Well, we mentioned Juvenile Western, and one of the most popular one was Cisco Kid. And today's Cisco Kid adventure was called The Devil's Highway. Enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Romano.
The Cisco Kid.
As those classified ads in the newspapers say, wanted, more satisfying meals for less money. And seriously, the answer to that question is as easy as saying,
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And that's it. That's just what you say if you'd like to serve more satisfying meals for less money. Good butternut bread. Butternut helps you serve those more satisfying meals because butternut is so rich and satisfying itself. Smooth, creamy, and good-flavored. You don't have to work so hard to serve a meal your family will like. And you don't have to spend as much money either. Because butternut is so satisfying and nutritious, too. You just naturally don't have to buy and serve so many additional items. So for more satisfying meals for less money, put butternut bread in your bread box. It's the only loaf at your store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Devil's Highway. Turn back the pages of history in the Southwest to the time of the conquistadores and their first attempts to settle and colonize California. The first overland trail from Mexico to Monterey was blazed by Juan Baptiste Anza. But before he ever came near California, he and his party traveled over a tortuous route from Caborca, Mexico to Yuma, Arizona. It was known as Camino del Diablo, the Devil's Highway. In the 1870s, it retained its ominous name with good reason, as is substantiated by the argument which three men are now engaged in.
No, senores. I cannot go with you. There before you lies Camino del Diablo. Mingo Sanchez cannot at this time travel upon the Devil's Highway.
When you agreed to be hired as guide for this party, you knew we would have to travel along your so-called Devil's Highway. You'll go or I'll...
Now, hold on, Mr. Jethro. Tain't no need to talk to Mingo that way, and threatening don't help none to these people.
You were hired to purchase livestock, equipment, and to look out for our safety, Judge Kemmler. Not to advise me about behavior.
Bad spirits dwell along Camino del Diablo in this season. Mingo Sanchez does not tempt the face to destroy him,
you know. Stupid, primitive superstition. And I'll not be part of it. I'm going alone if I have to. I can find my way from here.
Well, suit yourself.
Exactly what I'll do. Don't think I won't be able to manage the burro. Get up there. Burro, burro. Hey!
Hey, some very foolish hombres, senor.
And pretty soon he'll be a very dead one.
He fell right into your trap, Senor Judge. Yeah,
I figured if we kept telling him not to go, he'd insist on doing it, Mingo.
He thinks that he will find water in the water holes.
At this season of the year, let him keep thinking it. You tended to them canteens and water bags, didn't you?
See, they are all full.
You filled them? After what I told you?
See, I filled them all right. But wait till Senor Jethro tries to take the drink. I fill them with sand.
Oh,
it hot, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. It is hot.
Oh, Cisco, why you keep looking at the skyline that way?
Not at the skyline.
Then what you staring at?
At that ridge yonder, just below the crest of it.
Oh, Pancho not see nothing there. Maybe you see a marriage, Cisco.
You mean a mirage?
Si, that what Pancho say.
No, Chico. What I see is not a mirage. The crest of that hill casts a shadow on...
Oh, madre mia, Pancho see it. A wagon and horses. Oh, but Pancho not see no hombre.
Neither do I, Pancho. Come on up there, yeah?
Go. What they could be doing way out here so far from any road?
I wonder about that myself.
Oh, they not could be headed toward Camino del Diablo. Oh, not at this time of the year. Oh, not unless they loco.
If they are familiar with this part of the country, they certainly would not want to travel along the Devil's Highway during the dry season.
Hola! Anybody there?
Save your breath, amigo. If someone were there, they would have seen us. Oh, Diablo.
Hola.
Team has not been standing there too long.
No, they still in good condition. Oh, but where the driver could be...
Yeah, steady, Kamara, steady. Yeah, it's a nice roar and a good gun. You only paid a good price for this team, huh?
Hey, somebody shoot at us!
This way, Pancho. Get over the crest of the hill.
Oh, Pancho running! Oh, but Pancho too fat to run fast enough!
Just a little farther. Hurry, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho hit, Pancho shot. Pancho soon be dead. No, Pancho all in one piece. Oh, Pancho not hurt after all, Cisco.
Quieto. Look.
Santo Cristobal. That hombre running like he out of his hair.
But he is running toward the wagon. Perhaps he thought we were going to take something.
Oh, look, Cisco. He go for the canteen and Pancho's saddle. He going to drink all of Pancho's water.
Sure, that is it. Water. He must be out of water.
Oh, Pancho, stop him. Hey, hombre. Not to drink up all of Pancho's water.
Look out, Pancho. That is the last shot you will fire. Drop that gun.
Oh, my arm.
Santos, a thousand pardons.
Oh, yes, senorita, Cisco. A Pancho means she, senor. And no, a Pancho means she, not the hombre.
I am sorry, senorita. Here, let me offer you a drink of water.
You won't take me in a second shot. Abel Jethro, if you're offering the water, it must be poisoned.
Oh, she talk out of her head, Cisco.
But before I let you kill me, I'll kill you.
Oh, Cisco, she scratch her eyes out.
Un momento, senorita.
Let go of my arm.
Listen to me, senorita.
You won't get it, Abel. Not even with the map, you won't find it.
Oh, that senorita faint. It a good thing you catch her.
She passed out from the heat and from thirst.
Where do you take her, Cisco?
Into the shade beneath the wagon. Bring the canteen.
Oh, Pancho already does that. What you think she mean you're not able to find, Cisco?
No, any more than you do, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho afraid, Pancho no.
What are you talking about?
Well, from the way that senorita talk, Pancho afraid we find death.
It's 3 days since last we see Senor Jethro, no, Senor Judge.
3 days and three nights, Mingo.
By now, the Senor Jethro, he should be dead, eh?
Well, if he ain't dead, it's a lot ago since he'll be out of his head from the thirst. And killing him will be easier than drowning a newborn litter of kittens.
Santo Domingo. You hear that, Senor John?
Yeah, I heard. So what? That thunder's probably from the heat.
No. Not heat, lightning, and thunder.
Now, don't tell me you really believe that superstitious stuff about evil spirits that you were handing out to Abel Jethro.
Hey, this has nothing to do with the spirits. You look at the storm clouds farther south, huh?
You mean hanging over the valley? Hey, the devil's highway's down there, and if there's a rainstorm brewing...
Si, that is correct. If it rains over the valley, the water holes along the Camino del Diablo will be filled. Abel Jethro will have plenty of water.
Blast the luck. I thought you said it never rained this time of year.
Why, it seldom does. Only once before in all the time I can remember has it done so.
Once? Yeah, it's raining over yonder, all right. We'll be riding smack dab into it soon.
Hey, what about Abel Jethro, huh? Perhaps he will not be weak and out of his head with the thirst, huh?
You want that map as much as I do, don't you?
Oh, si. Si, very much do I want the map and the treasure we can find with it.
And I reckon we'll take our chances against them high-powered rifles of Abel Jethro. If we can't convince him we've come after him as friends, we'll gun him down as enemies.
It's almost too much to hope for, Cisco.
What is, Senorita Harriet?
Oh, that things are finally happening for the good. I just can't believe this good luck can continue.
Well, now you listen to Pancho, Senorita Harriet, well, don't?
All right, Pancho. I'm listening.
When you so thirsty and you out of your head, Cisco find you, no?
He certainly did.
And for 3 days and three nights, Cisco take care of you and make you healthy, no? Oh,
do not be modest, Pancho. You did as much as I did.
I'm very, very grateful to both of you. You saved my life.
Si, gracias. But that's not what Pancho trying to prove.
Oh, what are you trying to prove, amigo?
Oh, that Senorita Harriet got all kind of good luck. She get better, and now we get back our map for her.
Yeah, the best luck of all is that thunderstorm we are heading into. We'll fill the water holes along the Devil's Highway.
Oh, without that water, we not dare go down into the valley this time of the year.
Not unless we had burros and the kind of equipment the senorita tells us that Jethro hombre stole from her.
Oh, what a fool I was to ever trust him.
Why you do those, Senorita Harriet?
Well, as I told you, he had worked with my father up until the time Dad died.
See, you said he knew about the map your father found.
Abel was helping my father gather research material for a book on the early colonization of this part of the country.
Oh, and then he steal the map and your money, and he go after the treasury himself, huh?
That's the long and short of it, Pancho. I bought the team and wagon and was after him when you found me. It was Dad's dying wish that the treasure be found and returned to the church as was intended.
Good luck comes to people whose motives are good, Senorita. That is really why Pancho and I agreed to join you in your search.
Yeah, that proves it. Cisco bring the good luck, and now the Senorita got it.
Do not blame me for the rain, Pancho. I can hardly take credit for it.
Oh, it certainly feels good.
Oh, the horses agree with you, Senorita.
I think we will soon catch up to your Senor Abel Jethro because of the rain, Senorita. We will have to head for the Cabeza Prieta tanks for water.
With all this rain?
Si, because the tank's the only place to be able to get enough water for all the water bags we carry.
When we reach the top of the hard sand mesa, we will know if we are right. We'll be able to look down upon the Cabeza Prieta tanks.
Oh, meantime, better to hope and to pray for more rain, even with the lightning and thunder.
Why, Pancho?
It is the only thing that can ensure our success along these Devil's Highway.
Oh, then let it rain, by thunder. Let it come down.
Hey, Mingo.
Look below.
Where below?
Heading down the trail toward Abel Jethro and them tanks you were talking about.
I make them out as two hombres and a señorita, señor John.
What would they be doing here now?
Did Jethro ever mention anyone else in with him on this treasure search?
No, but at times he acted like he was afraid somebody might be following him.
Then there is only one thing left to do.
Kill him.
See, perhaps Jethro will do it for us if he sees them in time to set up a dry gulch, eh?
And if not, we'll do it ourselves at the same time we get Jethro. Come on.
Get up! Get up! Andale! Andale!
And because of the violent thunderstorm, Cisco's sense of danger may not be aware that death waits for him as well as follows him. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Have you tried a Welsh rarebit lately? Try it soon with grilled tomato, hard-cooked eggs. And of course, to top it off, add that finishing touch. Serve it over slices of rich, golden, crisp butternut toast. Good butternut bread always makes the toast that's good. In fact, any way, any time you serve butternut, you'll like it. For sandwiches, for toast, or fresh from the wrapper with your meals. Butternut is always tender, tempting, and always fresh. It's always nutritious, too. Good for the family. You see, butternut is blended from the finest, freshest, highly nourishing ingredients. And it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Yes, make a point to make butternut a feature in more meals more often. When you buy bread, insist on...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Good flavored and good for you.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Devil's Highway. Cisco and Pancho come upon a thirst-crazed girl in the desert along Camino del Diablo, the Devil's Highway. After helping her, they learn she is Harriet Weldon, and that a map of Spanish treasure has been stolen from her by Abel Jethro. They do not know that the two men Jethro hired after he double-crossed Harriet have betrayed him. These two, Judd Kemmler and Mingo Sanchez, plan to murder everyone who stands between them and their obtaining the map. Unaware of this, Cisco, Pancho, and Harriet approach the water tanks, hoping to find Abel Jethro.
Well, the rain not so heavy now, Cisco.
I'm sorry to see it let up, Pancho.
I am, too. It makes us better targets for Abel Jethro. He's a dead shot with those big game rifles he carries.
Oh, Cisco, a live shot with those Cisco carries, Senorita Harriet.
I do not think there will be any gunplay.
Oh,
diablo,
hold on. Oh, hold on.
Whoa, boy, whoa.
Yeah. I think we can take that hombre by surprise.
Yeah, we got good cover behind these rocks. Are we able to sneak up on him?
Don't underestimate Abel Jethro, Cisco. He's a very capable man.
We'll find out just how capable.
Are you glad now you take Cisco's advice about the wagon, Senorita?
It's a good thing I didn't insist on bringing it with us. We couldn't be doing this now if I had.
Oh, we're not even able to get it over the country we come through.
Quieto, both of you. Remain here, or Jethro will hear us.
Oh, the burro sends we here. They try to tell him.
He does not know enough about burros to realize it. Now be silent.
Si, Cisco.
Take care.
Shut up, you long-eared brain fool. As I get these water bags filled, we'll be on our way.
What's in tarnation?
You're not trapped with the gun, hombre?
Try to stop me.
I will if I have to. Now, what do you have to say, hombre?
Well, you've got to say you're holding the gun.
Bueno. On your feet, Jethro. Up with the hands. Keep them wide.
You know my name. Who are you? Why'd you follow me?
You'll know the answers as soon as you see me, compañeros. Pancho! Señorita! All right now! Perhaps you should wash some of the mud from your face before you face the señorita. Yeah, what seems to be so funny, Jethro?
Well, we couldn't prevent it, Cisco. I'm sorry.
They surprise us like you surprised Jethro, Cisco.
Hold it, Cisco. There's a gun on Pancho, and the girl make a fast move, and I'll pull the trigger.
The trapper gets trapped.
You got nothing to laugh about, Jethro.
Cisco, kid, shoot him.
You know better. Two bullets will leave this gun before I die.
Yeah, he's right, Mingo. We're still holding high cards. The girl and Pancho, he won't do nothing.
Mingo Sanchez. A long time since we last faced each other.
Si. I told you the last time I kill you the next time, Cisco, huh?
Listen to me. Listen to me, all of you. Even with the map, Abel Jethro can't find what you're after. Only I know the key of identification. My father told me.
What's that?
Don't believe her. Judd, I'll forget you and Mingo sent me out into the desert to die. We'll team up again. Only instead of you being guiding Mingo the burrow driver, we'll be partners.
See, all sidewinders fit to be partners. Not you poke Pancho with a gun.
Did I hear rightly? Did you say Sanchez hired out to drive the burros?
You heard right.
What about it?
Do you not know that renegade Sanchez is the leader of a gang of cutthroat bandidos?
Yeah.
I know how he works. He's waiting until you locate the treasure, and those buzzards of his will swoop down on you.
He's lying. He tries to bargain for his life.
Look at him. Where does a poor burro driver get such clothes and guns?
Say, maybe Cisco's truth in it.
Maybe he is, but...
A few others will keep out of this. I will prove it.
Drop the gun, Cisco. Or right now, I will kill Pancho.
Your words are like the bark of a jackal, Sanchez. Without Judd to back you, you will not pull the trigger.
Senor Judd is with me.
No, I ain't. This is between you and him, Mingo.
Then here's your fat partner, Cisco. Cisco!
Sanchez, he's getting away.
The horses, he's driving them off. Stop him.
Too late for that, hombres, unless...
Diablo! Diablo, okay!
Oh, Diablo, turn back. The others follow him.
Well, what are you waiting for? Get after those horses, pronto!
Well, who appointed you to give orders?
Help with the horses, Jethro. If you want a chance to remain alive, Sanchez and his bandidos will not give you that chance.
Ahí, burros. Ándale, ándale. Burro, 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 burro.
Bueno, Pancho. Faster if you can.
Oh, better to save them, Cisco. They last longer and go farther.
I still don't see a trace of Sanchez or his men.
What do you think, Abel? Cisco talked convincing, but he could be lying.
Drop back here a bit, Judd. That's better. Now, Pancho can't hear us.
Look at Cisco and the girl back there. If I thought for one minute...
Well, don't. It's not worth a chance. I have reason to believe what Harriet said about the treasure. If we can get our hands on it, we can get rid of him.
Yeah, maybe Sanchez will get rid of us. Hey, that must be him.
Tell Pancho keep the burros and horses together.
Well, what about Sanchez?
That is not Sanchez. That is a herd of wild horses. They were at the water hole. Party of a hurrah!
Ay, burro, 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 burro! Ay, 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 ay!
Yeah, I see him. Clear of the dust now. Now, just a bunch of broomtails, a stallion, and his manana.
By Jupiter, I believe Cisco's making a fool of us after all. That band of wild horses convinces me.
Oh, ho, oh, ho, oh, ho, burros, ho!
What is the matter with you two? Hold on, ho, ho!
You and that band of wild Bronx and that renegade bunch who are supposed to ride for Mingo and who don't exist? That's what's the matter.
You are more stupid than I thought you were, Judd Kemmler.
Are you ornery?
Cisco, that cloud of dust on the horizon.
Give Kemmler those field glasses you carry, Jethro. Let him see for himself whether Sanchez and his band of renegades exist.
It's a bunch of riders, all right. We can make them out through the glasses.
We haven't a chance. They outnumber us 10-1.
Our one chance is for you, Jethro, and Kemmler to take cover behind those rocks.
Yeah, well, what about you? You and Pancho.
Pancho, our lives will depend upon your getting back to Caborca and returning with the Rurale as fast as you can.
Oh, Pancho, do what you say as fast as Pancho can, Cisco.
You think we're going to be sitting ducks while you and Pancho work out this phony escape?
Oh, shut up, Jethro. I reckon he's the only thing that can save our lives. We ain't got a chance if we just make a stand against him, Cisco.
I know that. I'm going after that band of wild horses. I think I can turn them and drive them back here at about the same time Sanchez and his banditos will get here.
But why do it?
If I can stampede those wild horses in among Sanchez and his hombres, I may be able to get my hands on the coyote during the confusion. I'll bring him to where you will be.
Them renegades won't attack us if we're holding Sanchez as a hostage.
If you can do it, we've got a chance, Cisco.
Ride with the wind, Pancho. Vaya con Dios. Vaya
con Dios, Cisco. Go, 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 go.
See anything for all the dust out there, Judd.
Cisco run those wild Bronx back here like he said he would, Abel.
Oh, if he only comes through this thing alive, you can have the treasure.
Yeah, I believe we can have it anyway, Judd. How do you think?
Why not?
Look, it's Cisco. He's got Sanchez. Help me drive off those others chasing him.
My thunder, I never thought he could do it.
Ho, 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 ho!
Oh, Cisco, thank heavens you're safe.
Gracias, senorita. Go on, get down, Sanchez. Diablo has carried two of us far enough.
The hombres will wipe you from the face of the earth.
With you held as hostage?
They can wait. Your water cannot last forever,
Tie him up, Kemmler.
Guess what I'm about to do, Cisco. Hold them hands out behind you, Mingo. There.
Not a sound from them bandits out there. What do you suppose they went...
Like I say, Senor Jethro, they can wait. Like the buzzards over the prey, they circle and wait until you have no more water. Soon you die.
Not a sign of Pancho yet.
Not a sign of those bandits either, Cisco.
You think they're still out there? Maybe they left.
Oh, no, no, Senor Jethro. They would not leave their good amigo, Mingo Sanchez. Maybe you turn me loose, we go away.
Turn you loose, you varmint, not in a pig's ear. I'll put a bullet through you here and now.
Hold out of your temper, Judd Kepler. Keep your gun on your holster.
You ain't telling me what you're doing. Come on, Abel, this is the chance you wanted.
It sure is, Judd. The Cisco kid has given his last order.
You two skunks. Been spoiling for a fight, and you will get your fill. First you, Kemmler, and now you, Jethro.
Gun him down, Abel. We can get him in across.
Make no other move, Mavericks. The next bullets will do more than shoot the guns from your hands.
The Rurales and Pancho, look.
Well, Sanchez, do you think any of your buzzards will escape from them?
The fortunes of war, Cisco.
Let me tell you, you are one smart hombre. Just too bad that you did not join with me, eh? Yeah, we could be very rich, yeah.
I am certain it will not be so funny, Mingo, after you and these other two coyotes are turned over to the rurales. You three will soon learn a lifetime behind bars is no joke.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Like that general in the Civil War you tell Pancho about. You know the one I mean.
Si.
Will Pancho get there last us with the most us, no?
You brought those rurales in time to save our lives, Chico. The senorita and I are very grateful to you.
Oh, it's not. Mingo, Jordan, and Abel Jethro are not so grateful, Cisco. You know, they get a long, long time in the jail, too.
Justice sometimes works in strange ways, Pancho.
Oh, si.
Those bandidos never would have uncovered the treasure they were after anyway.
No? Why not, Cisco?
This thunderstorm, which gave them enough water to save their lives, also covered the water hole under which the treasure is buried.
Oh, no, Pancho, sorry. But the senorita, is she be able to dig it up maybe some other time, no?
Oh, si. As soon as the water evaporates and there is another dry season.
Evaporate?
Evaporate, Chico. It means to dry off moisture as from the heat. I have seen you wash your face and let it dry that way sometimes.
Oh, si. That is a good way to do when you're not sure the face is all clean.
Well, after I wash my face, I always look in a mirror to see whether it is clean, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho not got to do that, Cisco. Pancho just look at the towel.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Apiamo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
You'll never know how good breakfast can be till you try crisp golden slices of toasted butternut bread with your morning meal. You've never tasted a bread that makes finer toast, evenly toasted all the way through. And oh yes, remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast, a nourishing breakfast, should always include several slices of butternut toast. Try toast and honey, toast and jam, or say, try French toast with an orange flavor. Or even if you serve butternut toast just plain with butter or margarine, you'll like it. Butternut's always a favorite. And it's good for you, too. Vitamin and mineral enriched to the highest government standards. So next time you buy bread, don't just say bread. Say,
tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Say, good butternut bread, please. The only loaf you'll see in your grocery store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. No other like it for freshness or flavor.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc. We'll be right back.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.